Now I am alone. The thousands of people who covered these hillsides are gone. This mere absence of something familiar is the most astounding sight I have seen in my travels. They are gone, and they have left behind them only a litter. I am surrounded on these hilltops by burned-out fires, weapons, cooking pots, clothing. All of their clothing is here. They left without their clothes. For me, this means that they are vanished. I cannot bring myself to accept what has happened. I suppose they left in the night. One of them may well have given me a drug. Then they all went away. Perhaps they left their clothes for some religious reason. It is only a matter of time before the animals learn what I am. For now I have them fooled too, as I have fooled so many others. They are remarkably tame. I don't think they have ever been exposed to anyone. They are shy, like all animals, but friendly. They come up to me and lick my hand. They sleep near me. But I must not grow accustomed to that. They will go away too. The ones who stay longest around me are those of my totem, the owl and the deer. They are the kindest of the animals. In a way, the deer have adopted me. One or more of them always sleep near me. The owls light on my shoulders, the only birds around here to do so. Grass is covering the weapons and clothing. Time is passing. It is passing. All right. I suppose I can put it together somehow. What the hell is so terrible about saying it? All the people turned into animals. I didn't, because I wasn't born here. They underwent a metamorphosis, not their first. From the time I came here, the strangeness was evident. Their social institutions changed with bewildering speed. Overnight, the norms had shifted, and entirely different standards were accepted. They changed from a formal, evasive culture to a loving, communal culture to a primitive, distrustful culture. But the metamorphoses of their lives go deeper than that. They change again, a physical change, like that of a butterfly or frog. Their births are somehow connected to the life cycle of the planet, to all of its life cycles, I should say. It is a planet of reincarnation. There is no mysticism here. It is the simplest, most basic truth. Men are reborn as animals. And what are the animals reborn as? Here, I don't believe that the cycle of births has any value judgment attached. They do not admit the existence of karma. One birth as one thing is as good as any other birth, for all things living are worthy of being lived. And besides, everyone will in time be born as everything. It is reincarnation without death. Here there is only birth and change. Naturally enough, there was no way in which I could have joined that cycle.